May 23, God's test of loyalty. The Lord hath avouched thee this day to be his peculiar people, as he hath promised thee, and that thou shouldest keep all his commandments. Deuteronomy 26:18. God has a test for us, and if we come up to the standard, we shall be a peculiar people. The Sabbath draws a separating line between us and the world, not faintly, but in plain, distinct colors. To those who have received the light of this truth, the Sabbath is a test. It is not a human requirement, but God's test. It is what will distinguish between those who serve God and those who serve him not. And upon this point will come the last great conflict between truth and error. All who profess to keep God's law should stand united in the sacred observance of his holy Sabbath. When the destroying angel was about to pass through the land of Egypt and smite the firstborn of both man and beast, the Israelites were directed to bring their children into the house with them and to strike the doorpost with blood. And none were to go out of the house, for all that were found among the Egyptians would be destroyed with them. We should take this lesson to ourselves. Again, the destroying angel is to pass through the land. There is to be a mark placed upon God's people, and that mark is the keeping of his holy Sabbath. We are not to follow our own will and judgment and flatter ourselves that God will come to our terms. That which looks unimportant to you may be of the highest consequence in God's special plans for the preservation of your life or the salvation of your soul. God tests our faith by giving us some part to act in connection with his interposition in our behalf. To those who comply with the conditions, his promise will be fulfilled. We are faithfully to teach our children God's commandments. We should bring them into subjection to parental authority, and then by faith and prayer commit them to God. And he will work with our efforts, for he has promised it. And when the overflowing scourge shall pass through the land, they with us may be hidden in the secret of the Lord's pavilion.